Well, right now, we're going to bring in the guy who doesn't like warm weather, Pat Pagano, and find out how his weekend was. Good morning, Pat.
A weekend stunk.
Uh-oh. Where did it
stink? Never got to the lake.
Never got there?
No. I got a call on Friday that one of the friends that we were with on Wednesday came down with COVID. So everybody had a quarantine. Everybody was notified. So I wasn't certainly going to go up to the lake and spread it. Or if I did get it, or I'm anti-symptomatic, I'm not going to spread it around. So I was forced to stay home and stay in.
Well, geez, that stinks.
Yeah, but thank goodness today's Monday and I feel fine. So, you know, and I did have COVID, if you recall, back in January. So, you know, that's the name of that game. Another weekend off the calendar for the lake.
But did you at least get things done around the house and stuff like that?
I got a few things done around the house, yep. Got that stuff done. I watched one movie. It's an old movie. You probably saw it. It's a Spielberg movie. It's called The Mist.
Oh, yeah.
It was very good.
It was spooky. That was a spooky movie.
It was a spooky movie.
It wasn't scary. It was spooky.
Right, but the end was very upsetting. I'm not going to disclose it in case somebody wants to watch it. Very upsetting. But anyhow, long range forecast, June 2022, last week, very warm with some thunderstorms. Perfect. Also, third week, which is last week, I called for severe weather followed by the first heat wave. Well, we didn't have the severe weather, but we did have the heat wave over the weekend. So all of that is working out great. And I figured, you know, from time to time, it's nice to take a check and even for myself, see what happens. July, first week, humid with some thunderstorms. That's the first week. So that starts on Friday and goes through next week. And for the most part, it's actually going to dry out a little bit over the holiday weekend, but then it'll warm up again next week and get more humid. For us today, we have a cool front that will produce showers and a thunderstorm. Later today, there'll be some sun. Highs will be in the mid-70s. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, mid-50s. Partly sunny, pleasant for Tuesday. Very nice. 75 to 80. Sun and patchy cloudiness on Wednesday. Low 80s. Partly sunny Thursday, mid-80s. 90 degrees and humid on Friday. Preliminary outlook for the July 4th weekend. Showers and thunderstorms Saturday. Fair, warm, less humid Sunday and Monday.
Well, coming up on Friday, July 1st, is when we're the Salisbury Rotary Club puts on their big fireworks extravaganza at Lime Rock Park.
Right now, that looks fine.
That's great.
Yeah. Isn't that great? So you don't have to worry about that.
I wasn't going to worry about it anyway.
I know. There's no sense worrying about it. You can't worry about the weather, folks.
You can't. You just deal with it as it comes.
Right. Never worry about the weather.
You know, in the summer, if there's a threat of thunderstorms or severe thunderstorms, you got to expect it. It's the summer. In the wintertime, if there's a threat of a nor'easter or ice, you expect it and you prepare for it and that's it.
You know? Right. Now, I think you told me about this, but I'm not sure. Did you tell me to watch a short series called Postmortem?
No.
Okay.
Did you watch Postmortem?
I watched the first two episodes.
How was it?
The word I'll use, disturbing.
Okay.
Yeah, disturbing. I think there's only six episodes. But after the first two, I decided to take a break.
What's it about? What's the theme of it?
Looks to me like this this lady dies and comes back, but she comes back as a vampire.
All right.
So that's where I gave up.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to give up on this. I don't know where this is going, but
you know,
anyhow,
it's funny. There's a whole series of movies that are very successful on the vampires. I forget what it's called, and for some reason, vampire movies just don't do it for me. And either do very few zombie movies. There's a few zombie movies that I watch that I like, but for the general, for some reason, I don't know. Zombies and vampires don't do it for me.
I have to agree with you. Years ago, they did.
Yeah.
But now they don't. Yeah.
There's only so much gore you can have, and vampires. Well, there's only certain things that they can do. You know, they bite you in the neck, they suck your blood, and you become one of them or you die. You know, same thing with zombies. But there's a few movies I liked World War Z. I thought that was a very good movie.
Yeah, I remember that. Very good.
With zombies. I thought, you know, that was a zombie movie that I liked.
And the initial one.
Night of the Living Dead.
Night of the Living Dead.
That was a groundbreaker.
After that, to me, there was nothing in between that and Michael Jackson's Thriller.
No, but the Night of the Living Dead, the original Night of the Living Dead, now that was a disturbing movie. That really was. Because not only was it scary and was there gore, but it was disturbing. Because the way it was shot, when you watched it as a kid, it was almost shot like it was a news program.
Correct. Yeah. Right. Yeah, right, as I think back. And then, of course, they remade that, but it wasn't nearly as good.
No, that was George Romero. That was a groundbreaking movie. That was an unbelievable movie.
And you know that movie, as you know, was very low budget.
Yeah.
In fact, I think at one point they had to stop filming it because they ran out of money, and then they started again, and you know, no one ever knew that it was going to be such a huge hit. Yeah. So. Those are interesting things. It's just like that other one. I can't think of the name, but the one, someone has the camera and she's going through the woods.
Oh, God, yeah.
No one ever thought that was going to be such a big hit.
And it was.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, you know, there's another movie, Cloverdale.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Where that was shot the same way. With one camera.
Right. And then, remember, there was a second one.
Yeah. The house. And there's actually a third one, the Cloverdale effect, where the Earth is destroyed and astronauts that were coming back did something that made these monsters appear on Earth.
Hmm.
There was a third one of those. Cloverfield, I think. Cloverfield. Cloverfield Great. Lane... Cloverfield, and then the other one, Cloverfield Effect. I don't know, but anyway.
Anyhow.
Well, I'm glad that you made it through the weekend. I'm sorry you didn't get to the lake. Yeah. Yeah, any more from the town on the construction?
No. I'm gonna text my contractor this morning, and just tell him, you know. I'm refraining from calling the town because I really don't want to say anything that I'm not supposed to, or something that, or anything that they're going to push me into saying and regret. Okay. So I prefer that you handle it for me.
And see what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Like I said, you know, as sick as I've been at various times over the past couple of months.
Right.
I find it amazing that I never came down with COVID.
Let's knock on wood on that, because my sister was telling me, she works in a bank. A lot of people have been coming down with COVID, and what they noticed are the people that have been coming down with COVID are the vaccinated, but they're the ones that have not gotten COVID yet. So it appears, she said, that all the people who did not get COVID, who were vaccinated, for some reason right now, the virus is attacking them in the summer and grabbing them. You know, I mean, what are you going to do? I'm told that this friend of mine was given the medication that they have right now. And really, while it didn't make him feel better initially, within about 48 hours, he was feeling a lot better. And he was vaccinated. So, you know, that's the thing. And they never, ever said that if you get vaccinated, you won't get COVID. All they said is if you get vaccinated, your chances of being hospitalized or worse will not happen or should not happen.
Well, like I said, knock on wood.
I've made it so far.
But then again, I've limited my activities. And if I go into a place where it's crowded, I do wear a mask. And other places, other times I don't. So
be careful.
I am careful.
It's very much out there, folks. You may think that, you know, it's summer, you're home free, but you're not. It's very much out there, and you could catch this. And you know, some people get it, you know, mainly head and chest, horrible headaches, muscle aches, like get a really bad flu. Other people get it in the stomach, like I did.
Well, once again, folks, just have to deal with it on a day-to-day basis.
That's it, and be careful.
All right, Pat, thanks for the great news about the weather.
Oh, you're welcome. And take along the umbrella, and I'll see you in the morning, Marshall.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.